actually, you've stumbled into a special episode already in progress of A Great Culling.
Or a potential Great Culling. Started out as A Great Culling. Now it's a great, we really need to give some of these another going.
Yes. So it's a confrontation over whether to cull some of these games.
Yeah. Some of them are probably going to be culled, and some that I didn't really expect you to agree on quite so readily.
But anyway, let's get on to this culling discussion already in progress.
The next game, I think we've known about it being on the list for a while. It's Bees, and just to differentiate from all the games called Bees, this is the one spelt B-E-E-E-E-S exclamation mark. I might have left one E out.
You're crazy. You're crazy. We love bees.
Do we?
Bees, yes.
What happens in Bees?
It's kind of a real-time-ish dice chucking, putting them on there, and you're flipping the thing over. It was NIMBY that we didn't like, out of NIMBY and Bees.
Bees was already on my cull list. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. So is Bees the one with the kind of like off triangular hexagon bits that you put down?
Well, there are the tiles. Yeah, and then you put the dice or something on them. But it happens like we're both rolling at the same time.
No, now I'm starting to remember liking Bees.
No, yeah. You did. You really like Bees, and there have been many times. It's been a while now.
Okay,
that
I'll take
it down for just a really
I
quick
I do seem to
game.
Have an unreasonable bias against Bees. Games recently for some reason. I'm just traumatized by NIMBY.
And yet, but
which was better when we played it again.
We played it again not long ago and you were fine.
However,
NIMBY.
It is still on this list.
What?
NIMBY? Come on. It wasn't good.
You said it was good.
It was better than I thought it was, is what I said.
But the B genre. We're building a B cube.
But we don't have any hexagonally shaped Kallax cubes.
You know, we can get those ones people stick on the wall as shelves. Honeybuzz, Bees, and NIMBY. Oh, right. Is it the one with the Z or without the Z? Or S? Because there was another game that came out with multiple E's.
Yeah, I'm not talking about B-E-E-Z.
It's the one that came out before the other one.
Yeah.
But no.
Okay.
Wait, Honeybuzz isn't on this list, right?
No, it's not. Okay. I really liked Honeybuzz. I don't know why I always think poorly of it.
I don't either. I mean, the honey alone. And yeah, honey. Also, I'm thinking about the expansion for Honeybuzz. I haven't ruled that out.
Yeah, I don't rule that out either. The next one's going to shock you.
No, I'm already still shocked about Bees. Bees is not going anywhere.
Fine.
I mean, I don't think you can solo it, but
it could have just been a misremembrance.
It was a misremembrance, but we might as well talk about NIMBY. I'm just sitting here.
It's so small. It's like one of those.
There's just no point in getting input. See, the problem is it's like counterfeiting dollar bills. Like, why go to all the effort to sell NIMBY when it's small? You won't get much money.
Maximum of $10 for it. Yeah, yeah.
And money aside, you won't get much.
What we need is Ticket to Ride size boxes out the door.
That's what we need. Like you say. If we get enough small ones, but again, some of these small ones
pandemic
are already...
size boxes can go as well.
Yeah, yeah. But some of these small ones are already kind of stacked just so
I agree.
You take them out. It's not going to allow us to fit Brazil in, which I'm looking at over there. We are in the Bees. Let's see what happens next.
It's on the list. Brazil so, Imperial is on the list.
So we might as well talk about it.
Yeah, it's a couple away. But I got Brazil Imperial because I just liked it, despite having faces on the cover. They're not actually the worst.
Triads of faces sometimes get a pass.
Yeah. It has combat in it. And
see, I just don't care about the combat and I do other things. I think it's pretty to look at and I enjoyed playing it, but you seem to find something lacking in our two-player
experience. There was nothing lacking in it. It's just that I always feel bad when I don't feel like I'm playing the game optimally. Because I don't do the attacking.
So attack.
Maybe we won't. It's probably another try again. But I did put it on the list, but only because I just don't know about it. I have to give it another go. Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it, when we played it?
Well, we wanted to try it, so no regrets if we get rid of it.
You would probably get a decent price for it, but it's...
Again, you can't think about the money you'll never get.
No,
I don't think decent price is happening at this time.
It's not on the definite. It's one to consider, though.
Look, I could never play it again and wouldn't miss it, so...
Yeah, these are some of the things I'm
happy
thinking.
To have bought it, to paid the rent on it, to yeah. have played the game and had a think. And yeah, unfortunately, right now it's not in a Galax cube
because there's no spot
because of
it.
The overflow. So we actually wouldn't really be gaining space.
Maybe it doesn't go. I don't know. It's see, so many of these are hard to know. Like
the thing is, though, if I don't care whether we ever play it again, then shouldn't it go?
Maybe.
Like, why
yeah,
keep it?
Yeah.
I do like the look of the board, and I liked the sort of discovery aspect as you were building out, you know, your bit in the jungle.
But do you not care if we never play it again because you can't really remember much about it? Because that's often the case with me.
I remember the boards, and I remember how to take actions on your player board, and there was interesting history.
Yeah.
And normally I like that kind of thing, and it was fine. I wasn't like, oh, this is so cool. So no, let it go.
Maybe. But I did write it down, so I'm obviously prepared to lose it. The next two, there's going to be one shock and one really controversial in the next two.
Okay, I have prepared myself.
I don't think you'll disagree with this one. I liked the game. It's by probably my favorite designer.
Whoa, wait, no. Okay, Alexander Pfister has a game that starts with a B. B, Alexander Pfister. We don't have Broom Service. B, Alexander Pfister. B. B.
It's not
Wait.
In this room.
Okay, I was going to say, if it's in this room, surely it's not getting called B. Alexander Pfister games that start with a B. I don't know.
Blackout Hong Kong.
Oh, is that Pfister?
Yes, it is.
Which
is why we got such a bland looking game.
I don't remember it being bland. It's the box is just black.
The board's pretty black as well.
Is it? I think we have to play that again.
Yeah. But I remember it being good.
I remember it being good.
Let's play it again.
Yeah. Right. I just forget that we own it.
Yeah. We've got to play it again. I think this list, you know, is a reminder of games we need to pull out and have a go at.
Yeah.
Probably the most controversial addition to this list.
Okay.
This is purely a pragmatic decision.
Wait, do you need to point a camera at my face and we have bonus video
do.
Comment for my reaction?
This is probably a pragmatic decision. It would only be if we could at least get our money back.
Well, that's not going to happen. I don't care what
no,
game
we
name.
Might.
And it starts with a B.
Because it's unavailable at the moment and it's coming to retail soon. It's Blood on the Clock Tower, which we bought in a different life, which is really pretty, but which is also huge. And we're never playing a social deduction game of that magnitude and that complexity. It can't be used with the kids. It's not school appropriate at all times. It's too complex. It takes too long.
Our friends at work who would play these things have all gone on to other careers, and it involves whispering in people's ears. And that's why we don't get sick anymore, because we don't whisper directly into people's faces anymore.
It's a nice object to own. I think we could recoup most of our money, if not all of it. Social deduction games, even in the before times for us, were always a lot better in theory than in actuality.
I don't know. We had a good group. Anyway, doesn't matter. Things have changed. So many things have changed. And yeah, no, we'll never play it. So I guess get rid of it.
Yep.
That makes me sad because it's symbolic of a lot of things. And I was also, I mean, it's an Australian company and I was happy for them and they put so much love into it. And yeah, we're never going to play it though.
No.
So.
Or do we just keep it in the grim hope that things change? But you know, I don't want things to change.
I don't see the people that I wanted to play with moving back and the time it would take to amass people. I know, you know what? There are other things. Yeah, we'll buy it again if things ever change.
Yeah, yeah. Keeping in mind we've got all the super Kickstarter add-ons and so forth in it as well.
Yeah, no, it is all punched or whatever, so.
Yeah. That was a hard one. It was like
admitting defeat in a way.
It is. It is. We'll just move over. Another Australian company, The Brigade. Didn't like it at all.
We always said we'd play it with the expansion.
I don't want to. I really disliked it a lot.
I don't.
It's been in the.
Remember it well enough.
It's been on that many for sale lists. It was broken at two players as well.
Yeah, just get rid of it just because
yeah,
we never.
I didn't like it.
I don't
it.
Think we ever. Well, since we never tried it with the expansion, we'll never know how good it could have been. That was one I wasn't into, and you were kind of like, no, look how good it's going to be. That was much earlier on. And
yeah, it's not. We don't like it. Now, the next game's a game that I just recently said, you know, we've got to play that again. We're more sophisticated gamers now. We came to this game when it was...
When you say sophisticated, I worry that people...
Heavier.
...get the wrong idea that there are monocles somehow involved.
Well, we gravitate more towards Euros now
I
than
would
we
say,
used to.
I think we always liked Euros from the beginning.
Heavy Euros.
Okay, I would say when you say sophisticated, you mean experienced.
Yes, that's what I mean.
And experienced in both types of mechanisms and... And
keeping track of the rules.
Yeah. And knowing what we like. Yeah. Okay.
But with a new edition and with it being really beige, does Brussels 18 whatever it is...
No, get rid of it.
Yeah.
I have trauma.
Yeah.
So that's the game that we put on the table that we...
It stayed there forever, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because we couldn't work it out.
Well, yeah. It's not that we couldn't work it out. We just couldn't be bothered to learn the rules.
It's really beige, isn't it?
I think we've been playing... Yeah,
it's cardboard as
can be. I don't normally pick on beige games because I like a good sepia tone.
It's one of the last games that came out before games started to have lovely, lovely wood bits and things, and I think it's primarily cardboard.
Does the new edition have lovely, lovely wood bits? Because it has a smoking hot cover, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It's way better than our one, which is strange because you'd think the stylized art, whatever it is, on the front of the...
Is it not Art Nouveau?
Maybe. On the front of the other one would appeal, but it's just too brown.
No, Brussels always had... I remember even when we went back to play it, we were like, we know this is a good game, but it is not an exciting game for us.
So the last B1 tiny game, it falls into the we won't get rid of it because it's so small. Just was meh. Butterfly Garden was fine.
Oh, I think we'd have to play again.
Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that one anymore.
Because you don't remember anything about it. Also, do you hate butterflies? Because we got rid of Papillon.
Fine. Oh, yeah, so. Yeah. You wait till I get to Insecta.
No spoilers. See, this is what you do. We're trying to have these chunked into alphabetical bits, sort of, and then you just jumped ahead.
But it is the only game in I. So we've jumped from, because that was the last B.
B and butterfly, I.
And
from a verb to a pronoun.
And I've gone to Insecta, which is pretty and nice and fun.
Oh, I mean, the cover just was attention getting.
I don't need
and
to move
smart,
it.
And it's smart. And I learned a lot about things in Insecta that I thought were really interesting.
This is Insecta, the women of entomology.
Right, and there are these women who are what, like in the 1700s, traveling, you know, my age, you know, in her 50s, one of the women, and going and, you know, hopping, some like going from the Netherlands to South America and squishing around in the mud and learning that insects, and maybe this came up in a previous episode, insects didn't just spontaneously generate out of mud, but actually reproduced in like other creatures. And
I think I had a bit of a problem with one or two ambiguities in the rules, but I did like the game, and
it's a good game.
I think maybe I don't want to sell it just because, or get rid of it just because it might be just a pleasant little delightful thing to have on the table. It was short, it's easy.
I don't know if I see us playing it again.
You don't?
No. It's pretty, and I think it's a good game. I wonder, could that be a school game, or is it just a bit too advanced for the crowd?
And dry.
A little dry,
kids.
Maybe.
Yeah, not for us.
Maybe
charming
we can
for us.
Sell it to a science teacher.
Maybe. We'll think on that one. Yeah. You know, it's possible.
But that's one that I wouldn't, if somebody were interested in it, I wouldn't feel bad about.
No,
it would
be going to
it.
A good home. And
yeah,
it's one of the few games from our kind of Essen hall, you know, despite not going to Essen ourselves. Yeah. We always have a hall around Essen that I didn't think, yeah, you know, because I loved almost every game we got during that streak of game buying.
No, and it was fun to try. Happy to have rented it once again.
I'm not urgent for it to get out. I wouldn't even take it out of our signature showcase here, you know.
This is not signature showcase.
All right, the
I don't know what
main
room
boardroom.
Is. It's just the dining room, honey.
Shall we hit the seas?
To the seas.
Well, CatTube famous. Funny YouTube comment puns can only take you so far, but no one's ever going to buy it. So.
No.
Yeah.
No, we're not getting rid of CatTube famous.
Okay.
First of all,
so bad.
You're not going to take away the companion to Laser Cat Attack.
That's true.
Like, let them have each other, and the comments are good.
It's a card game, and I can't remember what on earth you do in it, but you make comment, you make cat videos and put them out. And
you know what? It's a bit of
the
zeitgeist. The
comments are pretty funny. All right, yeah, well, that one can stay.
Wow. And also, you know, we have all these cat games. Surely we can make a cat cube in the Cat Lab. facts.
That's true. That's true. I've got another controversial one.
Okay. C is for controversy.
Especially as something that we probably should have purchased with the original Kickstarter backing of the game only arrived pretty recently. I think we're going to need to play it again.
No! No, no.
It's from Mojito Studios.
No. What? No, this is nonsense.
What do you think it is?
No, we liked this game. We played it wrongly.
Did we?
And I, yeah. And
Z really loves it.
Okay.
He didn't like this version.
I don't know why Z keeps showing up.
I don't know.
So, yeah, this is just my life. We're just here having like some mac and cheese. And Mike will say, you know, Z likes mac and cheese. Or, you know, we're just driving around. You know, Z really likes gum
trees.
Well,
I'm just going to people who really liked it.
Not really.
And it must be a good game. We're obviously talking
about
Cleopatra and the Society of Architects Super Deluxe Edition.
And we finally have the magnets for it now.
Oh, yeah. It was stupid without the magnets. Things were falling everywhere.
No, I know it's a big cumbersome box. I get that.
I think I gave it a 7.
Let me paint the plastic.
Sure, let's keep it. And if nothing else, maybe Cleopatra is a game that can live in a cupboard somewhere as well. You know,
somewhere else.
One of the games.
No,
that
if it's not going to be where we can
get it.
Then
yeah, right.
We're not keeping it. But no, you were. I thought you liked. Oh, well, we'll play it again.
We'll play it again, and we'll see what it's like. Because it does take up a whole Kallax cube, more or less.
It does. Yeah, and I know it's coming in the F section, but we're not skipping ahead to that. So continuing with the C's, light controversy. I'll say on that one. I'll fight a bit for
light
Cleopatra.
Controversy.
I just remember the card's mechanism it being interesting. And
all right, let's give it another go.
We'll try it with the magnets.
Let's give it another go for sure. I had to sit there and was trying to be really honest with myself. And I remember that after the first play, telling myself, I've got to play this again, you know, because we didn't do it right.
Is it because we have two shades of the lapis lazuli? Or
maybe. Oh, the bits are so nice. Yeah, I don't think we can get rid of that one. Next one's a no-brainer. It's our spare coffee traders.
Yes. Now, Coffee Traders
is a great
game.
Yeah, a really good game. Yeah.
So good. Mike bought it twice.
Yeah. Yes. That was, we won't speak any more of that, but we've got a new in shrink version of Coffee Traders if you're in Western Australia and you'd like it at cost. I think Koo goes to school.
Oh, yes. Koo should go to school.
Yeah. It's not a good two-player game. It's a big lie, the two-player variant.
I hate the cover.
Yeah.
And plus, you already play the Resistance, right, at school? Don't you?
Yes, we do. People okay. And one of the kids knows Koo. So,
all
you know,
right.
There we
That's
go.
That's great.
So, Koo can go to school next week.
You know, we actually need to start keeping a list of what's at school.
Yeah.
Because now that we have other teachers borrowing our stuff, we need to make sure we have
all over
a firm...
The shop. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this game we got for almost nothing. I don't know why it was so cheap, but the...
No.
It was fine, but it was cardboard-tastic.
No. I don't know why it was so... I know what you're going to say.
What do you think I'm going to say?
Does it involve rum?
I don't think so. Does it?
And cigars?
Oh, yeah, definitely cigars.
You want to get rid of Cuba?
Isn't it really cardboardy? Oh, fine. It's just an okay Euro. It's a good Euro, but...
You're probably right.
I just don't see myself ever
there
playing.
Was a time...
Let's get Cuba out. Again, you know,
there was a time when it was everywhere for $20 Australian. I don't know what happened there either. Okay, but something else you have to keep in mind is what's out of print.
Yeah,
is Cuba in print?
So you get more for it.
Sometimes it's harder to like. You wanted to get rid of Libertalia.
Yeah, it's still on my list.
Stop giving me spoilers. Stop jumping around
it's
to
not
other
the only
letters.
L. Yeah.
Okay, so Cuba. I remember there's a nice big map of Havana or something. There are barrels, I want to say. I think they might have rum in them. I'm not sure. I also remember it as being cardboardy and us using little, you know, Stonemaier treasure chest bits to supplement it. I don't know. Or also I'm thinking of Coal Baron. I don't know.
We wouldn't get much for it, but, you know.
No, but it is taking up space.
Ticket to Rome.
I say that's an unbox and see what memories it stirs up.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it for the C's.
That's it for the C's.
Big controversy coming up. Mild controversy. Very small. Might be good for school. Fun card game. Don't see us playing it again. Either version. Dale of Merchants.
Why don't you see us playing it again? Because you're mad?
No. No, let's just take that one off. It's fun. Now I'm remembering it and how you pick the cards and you
We like Dale of Merchants so much we got Dale of Merchants too.
Okay, forget I said
that. We liked Dale of Merchants so much we tried to get the next one, but then we found out they were going to be a different colored back. And then I kind of wish we didn't get any of them and we just got the big box thing that happened at the end.
No, Dale of Merchants is good. Forget I said that. Forget I said It's small charming. Too. So it's probably one of the best games that are really small that we've got. So yeah, forget I said that one. I don't know why that's on there. Donut Drive-Thru was better the second time we played it, but it can still go. But
oh wait,
it's tiny. It's still one of those.
And
little...
it's one of those the mic line from Grail Games that are okay. All the same size.
So we keep that.
So they stay in a nice little stack that all match. And I'm not sure they make any more of those now. And I thought you liked it enough to play it again last time.
Yeah, it was fine. Let's keep it. Yeah, it was better the second time we played it as well. So yeah, we keep it.
Yeah, it was Go Nuts for Donuts, which we've already.
Yeah, we hated that. A dreary Hamlet. I hate it. I hate it. The box doesn't shut properly.
But it has those beautiful metal coin bits, whatever.
It makes
they are.
Me unhappy to have it in the house. I do not like this game.
But the Quokka card and the way it looks like a book from the side.
Yeah,
sure,
and the
don't...
cards spill out because when you put it up like a book or the magnet.
Are you sure you don't want to use it as just a book? Like, or as a storage thing and we put things inside of it and we have this cool looking storage.
I want it gone, whatever the case. I don't like it. You don't. It's a terrible game. Isn't it?
Well, I have talked about can we make a game out of what's inside of the box. But the Quokka card.
Yeah. Sorry to the people who made Dreary Hamlet. If you're listening to this, we just don't like it. Sorry. I mean...
I guess sorry to everybody who's spent a lot of time, energy, and love and passion
it's just
to
not
make
for
a
us.
Thing. And here we are just dismissing it.
Obviously, all of what we're saying is really subjective.
But the Quokka card, can we sell it? Wasn't it a promo? Can we keep
Maybe.
The Quokka card?
Maybe.
What about the metal bits? Were they an add-on?
We don't have to get rid of any of this stuff. We can just get four more Kallaxes and put them
somewhere.
No,
you said you don't... You like have a personal angst happening with this. You said you don't want it in the house. You said you wanted it gone.
Well, okay, I can live with it. I can live with it. I can live
with
all.
But again, there's no point if we're not just maybe using it as a little storage container or something because we're not going to play the game.
I don't
never
like it as
going
much.
To play the game.
I don't like the box like you do. I just think it's
and the metal bits.
Yeah, what metal bits?
There are those little
bound on the edge. Yeah,
Celtic-y metal tokens of. Okay, but the Quokka card.
Maybe.
All right, we have to find out if that's a problem because we're not obviously going to sell people something with a missing card, but we'll look into it.
We've got controversy on the way.
Well, I'm recovering from this, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised because we are not going to play it. But it's okay to like a thing for other than its ostensible purpose. So Dreary Hamlet as a bit, you don't even like the box though. But what if it held like small games inside of the box?
It doesn't stay shut.
Maybe it just needs more of those Cleopatra magnets.
Maybe. The next game I'm going to talk about takes up half a Kallax cube. It's one of the very first things we bought.
One of the very first things we bought?
The Tactics.
No. Wait. Are you alphabetizing the way I think you're
by character name, in this case.
Michael? First middle name, second middle name, surname. No. One, I'm going to paint it.
Okay.
But you just have to accept that I might do a bad
job. Do we ever
play
dungeon crawls, though?
Two, I think on a fortnightly basis about playing Lost Woods. I do. I don't mind a dungeon crawl, despite the whole... You know what? No. I don't even want to bring up the G word or the F word.
Let me just delete Lost Woods from this list as well.
Okay, stop with the spoilers. You know you can call back. You don't have to give things away. Okay. So what Mike's talking about is the Legend of Dritzt.
Yes.
That we bought
Forgotten
a Tactics.
Realms game.
Right, a D&D game. And that game, if nothing else, it's so symbolic because there we were and we saw the three D&D games as there were at the time of the series. And it was
Castle
like,
Ravenloft. What's the other one? I forget.
And it was like, well, I think we got Dritzt because you'd played Drow in the past.
I like not Dark Elves, yeah.
Yeah. And
not wussy dark elves that you have today.
Yes, but that's a different topic. So, and the thought was, you know what? Someday we're going to have all three because it was pricey.
And we enjoyed it when we played it.
Yeah, but it's funny who we were then, just like, you know, someday we're going to have all three of these. Wow.
Today we just go and buy all three of them.
Yeah. Well, but also at the time I'd just come to Australia. I didn't have a visa to work yet.
We didn't have rooms full of games.
We didn't anticipate we'd have, we bought a game cabinet to put together time, which would possibly hold a dozen games of the right sort. So, you know, that's where we thought that was going to end up. And I like dungeon crawls.
Yeah, maybe we've just got to try some different games, you know, and sometimes
I think it would be fun to paint the ones in Dritz. I just haven't done it because you're very, you don't have a lot of confidence in my painting.
No, let's do it. Let's do it.
And
how do you get better without trying?
Right. Now that one's really sentimental for me, and I don't want to get rid of it, and yeah, I do want to play it. So
Empires of the Void 2.
Oh, so we're on to the E's.
Yes.
No, I've already said we should sell that. You said it was Take
it's
That.
Lovely production. It's a bit it's Take
not.
That.
It's not. Oh, well,
it's
no.
It's a lovely production.
The board is lovely.
The bits
cardboard.
Are lovely. No, it's not. It's got metal coins and giant miniature spaceships and things. There's hardly any cardboard in it.
Okay, there's some bit you put down that's cardboard.
There's little plastic tokens. It's really nice, but I just... for whatever reason, the rules don't speak to me, and I don't
I've watched the How to Plays on it and thought,
yeah, we'll get rid of it. Someone actually made me an offer on it before, and it was a decent offer, and I just couldn't be bothered, which was kind of the start of the pandemic when I didn't really want to deal with anyone.
Yeah.
And so yeah, there's that one. Obviously, Endangered Orphans of Condoyle Cove, which we've
been trying to get
That's
rid of that
go.
For ages.
We won't talk too much about that. We won't even bother mentioning Evolution Flight beyond saying that an expansion to the first edition of Evolution, which we stupidly, as I've mentioned earlier, didn't include when we sold Evolution. I probably shouldn't mention this one given the sentimentality of Dritz.
Okay. It starts with an E, sentimentality.
No, it starts with an F.
Oh, you have to say when we're going into a new section.
It starts with F if you don't count the A before it.
No.
Okay, so we're not going to sell that, even though it's really broken and we hated it last time we played
it. We didn't hate it, we just didn't finish it. We talked about what was good. So the game Mike's talking about now is A Few Acres of Snow.
Yes.
Which we might have bought on that same trip.
We did. It was in the same trip.
And again, that was like a big investment getting it. I was so enchanted by the phrase. I didn't know.
It's got a face on the cover.
It's shadowed, that face.
Okay.
It comes from Voltaire, doesn't it? A Few Acres of Snow?
I'm not sure. I think
right.
so.
Right. And it was a dismissive phrase that was used to describe Canada. Somebody back in France saying, like, why are we spending all this time on A Few Acres of Snow? And I thought that was just the most poetic game title at the time, you know, being a noob, and didn't know anything about deck building. Don't even think I knew it was deck building till long after we'd played it the first time. And I loved this idea of getting into this little bit of, you know, history that we don't normally touch upon. But then again, as a genealogist, I've found, you know, more of this France, Britain, Canada, US stuff than I think I was taught in school in my own family tree. So it was sort of interesting to think about my family and where they were at this time when it was going. Anyway, things Mike doesn't care about. And sure, it is broken.
And it's kind of a war game.
It is, but I kind of like that we have a war game. Like, look, see, we play a variety. And then it has all these, like, I don't know, it's just special and different, but we're never going to play it again. But is it even in print? It has a known issue.
Just to clarify, when we say it's broken, this isn't an opinion. The designer has conceded that it is a broken game.
There's something called, don't Google it if you want to play the game, because then you'll know how to break it, but it's something called the Halifax Hammer.
That makes it impossible to win with one side if you... Anyhow, I don't
but
know.
But Halifax, how many games have Halifax in them?
Well, probably every football manager game there is in in because Halifax is in.
Football Manager. So what, 11, the board game?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, but otherwise.
Halifax is probably too far down the legs anyway. And are they even in the Football League anymore? Probably not.
Nova Scotia has really been a topic this week, I just have to say, because I just read Kate Beaton's Ducks, which I recommend for the reasons the rest of the internet recommends. So if you like graphic novel memoirs, and I don't think of myself as someone who likes graphic novels, but I do for some reason like graphic novel memoirs. There's that. But meanwhile, back to A Few Acres of Snow. You know what? I'm not saying never, because we will never play it again, but...
Front Room.
Yeah, to the Front Room.
We'll skip right past Floating Market.
Oh, yeah.
Bad game with Pretty Dice that we've been trying to get rid of for years.
Yes. Bad game for two anyway. Don't know.
Controversial for you, I think.
Are we still in the Fs?
Yep. I don't hate this game as much as almost everyone on the internet does.
Okay, so it's not the game I'm thinking of, which is one we haven't played.
We haven't played this one in... We've played this one once.
Game we've played once. Nobody likes it.
Getting rid of it would be breaking up a set that is soon to have a fourth entry, but...
Oh, so it's not the
other
one.
This one's
a
bit of a red-headed stepchild because for some reason it's not in a tin.
Oh, no. No. What? And it goes bzz, bzz, and you get to do circuitry
work. I'm talking
work.
About Forbidden Sky.
No.
It was okay. I think I gave it a 7.
Okay, we talked about Forbidden Jungle in a recent episode, so you can revisit our thoughts there. And no, we'll play it again. We'll see. But that one isn't even under consideration
okay,
at this
fine.
Time. It's part of a narrative.
Franchise obviously
yes,
is a
was not great at two.
You know,
so.
It's a Queen game. Looks kind of nice, fun art, but not good at two. So that's been on our list for ages. Frosthaven.
Yeah.
We're never going to play it. We're never going to play it.
The thing is...
We're not 19.
The thing is I'm mad at myself that we punched Gloomhaven. Because if I were going to start anywhere, I probably
I'm mad
start
we
with...
took the shrink off Frosthaven.
Did we?
I'm pretty sure I did.
Why would you have done that?
I don't know.
Knowing what...
Did I? Hang on, I'm going to look.
Okay, I've put it... Wait, no, you can't go look.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Other reasons.
What? Is there a surprise in there?
Yeah, I'm planning a party and it's
no,
all the stuff.
No, why can't I look?
Because remember when I put away Castles of Burgundy in haste yesterday? You just don't want to see.
No, I'm going to see.
No, because then we're going to stop everything. And honey, I told you I put the box lids askew. You can't handle it. Well, I'm just going to sit here on my own. I think we'll just jump ahead. And now the magic of time travel as we jump ahead. Why did you do that?
I don't even know what the problem was. Castles of Burgundy looks just fine.
Yay.
So I'm back.
Mike's back.
Frosthaven's out of its shrink.
Why?
Because I'm an idiot.
Why did we... I don't remember looking inside of it. Did we look inside of it?
Maybe.
The thing is I like winter a lot. And if I would have wanted to have started
it
with
reminds me
that
of
one.
Icewind Dale, you know, the old Forgotten Realms video game, you know, with the...
this game...
We're going to have to try Gloomhaven, do we? It's punched.
We punched it all. We did all that. The part was just... I don't know how that's such a popular game when I couldn't get my head around what even to begin to do with it. And then there's the app. And then there are all the people who say, don't use the app. It's a completely different experience. It does blah, blah, blah. Maybe it was just the wrong day every time we tried to play it.
We've got so many games, you know, and...
I know, but Gloomhaven's really popular and I do like dungeon crawlers.
I mean,
crawlers,
just to
but...
be clear, the very next game on this list is Gloomhaven.
Okay. Well, they're a bit of a pair, but I when we saw Frosthaven come out, you were keen for it, and I agreed to it because I thought, surely we'll play Gloomhaven. It was too big of an investment and literally too big to not play with.
If it's a phenomenon.
Right. But then I was excited about Frosthaven because I just like that setting.
Yeah.
Like the way I like Lich King stuff.
And now I've really had the wind taken out of my sails by the fact that a better fixed version of Gloomhaven has been released in the second edition.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a epic bummer when you have had Gloomhaven sitting unplayed in the back room. We'll get to it one day for how many years now? When did it come out? 2017?
Well, I was opposed to it.
Yeah.
Just let the record show.
But we didn't even back it on the first time round. And in fact, I think... we were kind of happy when it came back. I think both of us.
Yeah, because it had enough buzz and...
Yeah.
I think it was always more driven by
what
you.
What do we do? Do we try to play it?
Okay, we're not stupid. We can figure out how to play it. And then we might love it. And if it takes us 30 years to play it...
Yeah, because it's not taking up spaces in our...
No, I don't think it would ever be out. It would always have to go somewhere
else. So Gloomhaven and Frosthaven are off the list.
Right. And who knows? Maybe if our niece likes the game we gave her for her birthday, someday we could give her Gloomhaven.
And hopefully one day we'll be retired.
Really?
Could be next year.
And you're saying we're going to live that long?
Yeah.
It won't be next year. And our niece is currently 7.
Yep.
I can do math. So sure, 10 years, that's enough time. Goals.